The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, I'm delighted to say that Adele Coffey is with me to place her favourite book on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. She, the author, of course, of In Her Place and the book editor at The Gloss as well. Adele, great to see you.
Thanks a million for coming into us.
We'll get straight into it. So what book is going up on the shelf?
Well, my absolute favourite book was already taken by Sam
Who took
Blake.
It?
Sam Blake. She took Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier. But
disgraceful.
A very close second. And, it's very hard to choose a favourite novel as an author or a reader even, I think. It changes every year, but ones I go back to all the time, I think of as my favourites. And I brought in Edith Wharton's The House of Mirth. And underneath it, I have The Age of Innocence as well, because they're both amazing. But I'll put The House of Mirth there as my number one. This was written in, it was published in 1905. Don't Turn Off, because this book is so unbelievably smart and relevant. And it feels like you're reading a book actually about modern times, even though it shouldn't feel that way, because it tells the story of Lily Bart, who is this high society woman, very, very beautiful, from a very good family, but doesn't have any money anymore. And she's living with her rich aunt, who doesn't seem to be very kind to her. But anyway, she arrives into New York. This is the opening scene of the book. She arrives into New York and she's kind of got a few hours to kill between going to visit friends in the country. And her old friend Selden sees her and they go for a cup of tea. And in that small gesture, she goes to his house for a cup of tea. She sets in motion her demise. Because obviously in this era, it's set in the late 1800s, a woman's reputation is everything. And so she goes into her friend's house, into his flat, his bachelor flat, and somebody sees her do this. And therefore, even though nothing happens and they are friends, the suggestion that something might have happened is there. And the story is just an incredible page turner, because you're just wondering what's going to happen to Lily. And she is essentially, she's 29 in the book, which is, on the shelf for far too long. Yeah.
I was thinking,
she should have been married 9 years
ago. Where's the kids?
So she,
has she a babysitter? What's she done with them for the day?
She's out, as they used to call it. She was a debutante. So she's out since she was 18. She hasn't married. She would have been one of the most eligible women of the time. And she's still incredibly beautiful, but she cannot bring herself. She has had many offers, but she cannot bring herself to sort of just close the cage on that gilded cage on herself. That idea of marrying for status, for money, she cannot bring herself to do it. And she gets close. And even though she will be ruined if she doesn't do it, she still can't quite bring herself to do it. And this book is just such an exquisite torture, is how I would describe it. And maybe people have seen the film. Gillian Anderson starred in an amazing version of the film, and it's very true to the book. And it's a tragic love story is what it is in the end. But it's also an incredibly astute commentary on high society, on class, on snobbery. And that's what Edith Wharton did so well, in my opinion. And that's why I think it's still very, very relevant to today, because we still behave in certain ways.
Yeah.
We still follow moral codes. There are still certain expectations of women, even though we'd like to deny that they're there. There are still judgments made and expectations of our behaviours that aren't on men. And there is actually a, I don't know if it's in this book or in The Age of Innocence, there's a man who sort of has a child with his mistress and then marries her. And the observation is there in his character that, well, a man can do this, but a woman, a character, that will never, ever, she was just banished forever. That would be the end of it.
Well, how can you remember when you first read the book?
I would have read this probably around when I was in college for the first time. And obviously, it appeals to a lot of my feminist sensibilities.
Yeah.
In that it's like, this is so unfair. But so that would have been the sort of lens I was reading it through the first time. I was like, wow, things were so awful for women back then. But as I read it as an older woman now, I shouldn't say an older woman.
Yes, as an older woman.
As a more mature woman. Oh God, dig up, Adele. as an older woman in my 40s. And I have read it a few times now. It changes every time. And I think that's the sign of a real classic. It's the sign of an amazing writer, the sign of an amazing book, because I get something different from it each time. And actually, the older I get, the more I think, Oh God, like I used to think of this as a historical novel, but actually so much of it is still applicable.
Is the language accessible? You know, sometimes you go back over 100 years, it can be a bit inaccessible.
I have to say it is. And that's one of the things I love about it. So don't be put off by the fact that it was written 125 years ago or 120 years ago. It is really funny, and the language is accessible. It's very straightforward, but she's got the most beautiful descriptions, and her legacy now would be as one of the most beautiful stylists of her time. And again, one of the interesting things was she was a hugely popular writer. So again, it's that appeal of lots of people read her. She made millions of dollars from her books at the time, which God knows how much that is now. So yes, she's very accessible, and even more so, her sentences are very beautiful, and her descriptions, her imagery, all very beautiful. And also she's a great modernist kind of writer. The plot sort of, the language sort of reflects the plot and the character's journey, and it sort of disintegrates a bit towards the end. So she's amazing.
The House of Mirth by Edith Wharton, Pride of Place now on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. You're right what you say right at the outset. It is difficult to pick one. So we allow honourable mention of other books. You've already given honourable mention to The Age of Innocence, but we'll allow another. Go on.
And that was another great film, by the way, with Daniel Day-Lewis and Michelle Pfeiffer. If anyone feels like watching the film before the book, my second honorary mention, this book was very influential to me and actually was, I feel, sort of instrumental in writing my first book, Breaking Point. This is called Lullaby by Leila Slimani. She's a French-Moroccan author. This book won the Prix Goncourt, which is the big prize in France, and it's a very big literary prize. Anyway, this book is the story of a... I'll just read you the first line.
Yes.
Okay? How about that? The baby is dead. It took only a few seconds. The doctor said he didn't suffer. Like, you're going to read on, right?
You're sucked
in now. Opening line.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of anti-thriller in that it opens with, we know that the baby's dead. And you spend the rest of the book in this state of fear and tension, wondering how it happened. And so the book tells the story of a nanny who is minding the children of these two bourgeois, this couple, Miriam and Paul. And it's about the sort of service industry in that way, the working class, the people who provide these services for us middle class people. And just a real examination of that, what we expect from them. We expect them to do what we want them to do and give their lives fully to us and act like a member of the family and then please disappear as soon as we don't want you to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just a brilliant analysis of that. But also it's an analysis of the whole society, not only in France, but in modern Western world where women have children and go back to work and we need to pay somebody to mind our children for the most part because we're having them later. Our parents aren't around. We move away from home. We don't have the village in the way that we used to. So we're all kind of on our own. And it's that examination of how we expect these people to come into our lives, perhaps sacrifice their own children's care for our children's care. We pay them. And then 5 years in, 10 years in, we say, thanks very much. We don't need you anymore. So it's so many things. But first and foremost, it's a gripping thriller.
Yeah.
You cannot put it down. And it's only 200 pages long. Really short, very, very clear prose, very basic prose. You heard those first three sentences. It's just those like very plain sentences, but very affecting.
Lullaby by
Leila Slimani.
Leila Slimani. What are you reading at the moment?
I've just finished this amazing book and it's not out till July now, but it's called, but it's one for your summer holidays, All the Colours of the Dark.
Okay.
It's by this author called Chris Whitaker. He wrote a book called We Begin at the End, which was a massive bestseller, maybe 2020. Anyway, this is new. It reminded me of Barbara Kingsolver's Demon Copperhead.
Oh, yeah.
But it's about a young boy called Patch, set in the 1970s. He gets abducted and thrown into a basement. And in this pitch black basement, there is a girl and her name is Grace. And he falls in love with her. And he is rescued and there's no sign of her. So he spends the next 27 years on this quest to sort of find this person. And he's got this best friend who is the person who sort of saves him, rescues him.
Yeah.
And she spends the next 27 years like seeking justice. So it's this brilliant mix of a crime story, a love story. It's epic. It's set over so many years. We see them grow from children into adults. It's about trauma, childhood trauma, and how that manifests in our adult lives.
Yeah.
I loved this book. And every chapter is only 1.5 pages long. It's just, you're fly through it.
Oh.
But it's a big book. It's like 500 pages. So
I'm sucked in already by the description. A great one. So that is called All the Colours of the Dark.
Is the name of it by Chris Whitaker.
Adele Coffey, the author in her place. Her latest novel is out now as well. Book editor as well at The Gloss. Adele, a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.